stream of possibilities. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Dream of possibilities. Yes, that's a nice, pleasantary type of thing to do. Dream of possibilities. You know, we all have the opportunity to think of possibilities, to think of things we'd like to do, think of things and conditions that would be kind of pleasant to have. And as we think of these things that would be pleasant to have, they're possibilities, and we dwell upon them, and then as we go to sleep at night, we may not dream about them, but these are the feelings that make our body feel content or make it feel dissatisfied with itself, make our body feel discontent. Now, in dreaming of possibilities during the day, we're thinking, wouldn't it be nice, wouldn't it be nice, wouldn't it be nice? Oh, you see it coming, don't you? Wouldn't it be nice? And all these wouldn't it be nice attitudes are sort of a desire, a wishfulness for something that we feel we don't have. It is something devoutly to be wished, as we say. But really, is it something we want to have? There are possibilities, it's true. It's possible you could be a millionaire. It's possible you could be a billionaire. It's possible you could be whole and perfect. It's possible you could have a happy marriage. It's possible you could have friends. You could have a wonderful relationship with many wonderful people who delight in your presence. It's possible you could have a good job that understands you and uses your talents to the highest and best. It's possible, so many things are possible. Possible your children are the most behaved and beautiful children in the world. It's possible that your wife or husband is the most desirable being in the world and you have that person. It's possible. But is it reality? Is it true? Is it what you really want? You see, when we dream of possibilities during the day, we're dreaming of something that is not. And we're dreaming of something that hopefully we'd like to have. Now, in our daydreams, we can imagine all sorts of things, but we wake up to the sudden reality that it's not there. In our daydreams, we visualize all sorts of relationships and all sorts of conditions, and we think how wonderful that is, how wonderful that would be. It's always the would be, not the is. And as we think how wonderful that would be, we have in our consciousness always the future. And we might even dwell upon the past, thinking how wonderful it was or how wonderful it would be. When we are really out of our possibility thinking, we step into another realm. And that's the realm of whether it's done or not. How are we going to live in the realm of possibility thinking and still enjoy life? Well, we can't. Just as we cannot live in a realm of problems, we cannot live in a realm of possibilities. Possibilities are great, but the mind will always say it is to come. It is a possibility. It is not something that is done. And as long as the mind is saying these things, then those are the experiences that we're having. And as long as the mind is saying these things, it is something that has not been fulfilled and cannot be fulfilled and will not be fulfilled. It is all possibilities. We say, well, that's such a good word, possibility thinking. That's such a good word. You know, quantum physics is possibility thinking. That's such a good word. Yeah, that's right. But that's not a word that metaphysicians use. Metaphysicians use the word that it is so. Metaphysicians use the word that it is now. Metaphysicians live not in possibilities, but in the now. Where would you like to live? Would you like to live in the now? If you do, then you stop possibility thinking, and you think in the now thinking. And as you think in the now thinking, wonderful things happen, and you feel just tremendous. This is what life is all about, and this is what it can be. Our daydreams are possibilities, even we think at night dreams are possibilities, but we really don't. But our daydreams are possibilities, are always something to come, not something that is. And we would like to teach ourselves to think in the now, to think that it is so, that it is fulfilled, and it is now. Join with me in this thinking and watch the miracles take place in your life as the possibilities change to the now reality in your life. Have a nice day. Know I love you. I love you. I love you.